USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least one missile landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. No casualties have been reported in the strike, which hit after thousands gathered for a funeral procession to mourn slain Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Multiple sources reported on the strike, but the number of missiles that have landed was not confirmed. An unknown number of rockets landed in the heavily fortified Green Zone, where the U.S. Embassy is situated, but it was not hit. President Trump tweeted, he selected 52 targets in Iran that will be hit very hard and very fast if there are strikes against Americans or American assets. Soleimani was killed Thursday in what President Trump said was a defensive measure to prevent imminent and sinister attacks. Iran's ambassador to the UN said the U.S. has started a military war by an act of terror with the killing of Soleimani. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As the death toll continues to rise, at least 3,000 Australian troops have been deployed to help tackle the brush fires in the country. USA's John Clemens reports.
Strong winds coupled with readings of 104 degrees prompted officials to declare a very dangerous time ahead for southeast Australia. Gladys Berejiklian is the Premier of New South Wales.
The day is unfolding so far as we anticipate. There are unfortunately 137 fires and bush and grass fires burning across the state. Around 60 of them are uncontained, and those areas of concern that we had yesterday and the previous days remain at that very concerning level.
Since September, fires in Australia have claimed at least 23 lives, with dozens of people listed as missing. At least 1,500 homes have been lost in the brush fires so far this season. I'm John Clemens.
More than 15 million acres have been burned, and over 1,000 homes have been destroyed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Marijuana is now legal for recreational use in Illinois, and the earnings are staggering. With that story, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The new year is off to a profitable start in Illinois, where the state's marijuana shops brought in nearly $3.2 million on the first day of legal sale. Illinois is the 11th state to legalize the drug. According to the governor's senior advisor for cannabis control, 37 state dispensaries made 77,128 transactions, amounting to more than $3.17 million in sales. Legalization in Illinois also means that nearly 800,000 people with criminal records for purchasing or possessing 30 grams of marijuana or less would have their records expunged. Earlier this week, Governor Pritzker granted more than 11,000 pardons for low-level marijuana convictions. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Singer and songwriter Pink has announced she donated $500,000 to help fight the brush fires in Australia. She also posted a list of websites for fire departments where people may send money if they want to help. Ellen DeGeneres also urged her Twitter followers to contribute to the aid efforts. She says, I've already donated. I hope you will donate too. And members of Steve Irwin's family, who run the Australian Zoo, have been caring for animals injured and displaced by the blazes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.